Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jinja Jinri Podcast. And today we'll be talking about anxiety. Now, I know a lot of people deal with anxiety, especially during this time of pandemic. And anxiety can come in a lot of different forms, from having panic attacks, being OC. But mine personally would be the inability to set aside a worry. So the psychological symptoms of anxiety is excessive fear, worry, and obsessive thinking. Now, I can personally say that I am a professional worrier. I call myself that because I worry about every single little thing to the dot. My what ifs spiral into creating situations that will probably not even happen. And I overthink everything. Even when I have to like go do an errand, like going to the post office, I think about everything that can happen when I go. So what if I don't go, I don't know where to go, like what if I miss something, what if I don't have the right information, and the list goes on. So I create situations and scenarios that make me depressed, and thus this anxiety becoming even worse than it actually started. At some points in my life, I couldn't function properly because of my anxiety. I couldn't go to work, I couldn't even go out of bed. And oftentimes, I would just lie down in bed and do nothing. And I even went for 2 days without doing anything except for going to the toilet. I didn't eat and I just lay there in bed. I know that anxiety is something that we can't easily control. And I do hear a lot of people say, hey, just stop thinking, stop worrying. Like, it's that easy. If it was that easy, I would have stopped ages ago. I would definitely want to talk about depression as well, since it does go kind of like hand in hand, but we'll save it for another episode. And I've tried a lot of things to help my anxiety. I've tried listening to music, watching a movie or a TV show, drawing, or just trying to keep myself busy. And what I found out to be the most helpful for anxiety, for me in particular, is having that support system. Now, this means having that someone who is there to listen to your thoughts with no judgment. And I've talked about this in the previous episode that listening without judgment or your two cents is important when someone comes for support. Whether it be a friend or parents or husband, partner, sibling, whoever it could be, find that person who is willing to listen to your thoughts. And you might need to put the effort to find that person in your life. And it could be a trial and error because not all people have the ability to just listen to you without judgment. Let's say you don't have the support system in your life. One option could be to see a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And I am not ashamed to say that I am currently seeing a psychologist once a week to help me with my mental health. And it has definitely helped me a lot because of the fact that my psychologist is a professional in this field. And she gives me really, really good insights about my thoughts. And I often try to note the situations where I felt anxious and I talk to her about it. When the exact scenario, same scenario pops up, I would kind of know what to do from there. The solution for me was to have someone listen to my worries and fears because talking about it always helps. But let's say you don't have that someone or you don't have anyone to support you. You don't have the funds to maybe hire a psychologist or a psychiatrist. What I would do is try to write or record my thoughts and feelings. So say what you would have said to that supportive person in your life. And if you need to cry, then you can cry. You need to let it out. Now, after you've let it out, whether in writing or recording, listen to yourself. You have to listen to yourself after. Now, oftentimes when I do this, it releases a lot of my worries and fears. And this tactic helped me personally a lot, and hopefully it would help you too. But in the end, everyone deals with anxiety differently, so this is just my way. just voicing it out and acknowledging my feelings and not shutting those feelings down. And to people who tell you to just shut it down and don't acknowledge what you feel, I think this is really, really wrong. And the first step to fixing a mistake is to know the mistake. With anxiety, it's just the same. You need to know that this is anxiety and know what you are feeling in order to feel better. And if you have anxiety, you would know how others feel when they themselves have it too. And this thus makes you a perfect person to show support to whoever needs it as well. Now, if someone comes to you for support, just like what I said in the previous episode, listen to them. Acknowledge their feelings, and there's no need to say your opinion on what they feel, right? Unless they ask you for it. Don't judge them for feeling what they feel, and ask questions instead so they can continue to talk. Remember that you're doing okay, and you don't need to be perfect, you don't need to achieve everything all at once. Slowing down is important, taking a break is good. Not knowing everything doesn't make you dumb. Rest isn't for the weak. Don't compare yourself to others. Someone loves you and you are important to someone and you're enough. If you needed to hear that today, this is it. This is your answer. Be gentle with yourself today. Trust yourself. You've already survived a lot and you will survive whatever is coming. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you in my next episode.